train conductor here. I've hit three people. I felt nothing whatsoever as my vehicle flattened them. I fail to see the tragedy. They chose to die. I escort them to the other side. The most important thing is that you need to have the right mentality. You must be prepared to stare death in the face, which isn't something that everyone can do. I view myself as a guardian to the great beyond. Someone has to bring death to those unsuited for living, and that person is me. For me, there is no guilt. But yes, almost all rail companies will typically give drivers paid time off to allow them to recover from psychological trauma. I laugh at the prospect. Once the journey has finished, the blood splatter has to be looked at to see where the impact was made, along with final rail markings being investigated, etc. I don't work in this area, but I would like to in the future. Once this information has been logged, it is then cleaned off. It is dried and will be painted over. Personally, I think trains should be painted red from the start, utilizing the blood of the fallen. Could I kill a whole elephant? I'd probably think I was hallucinating if I saw one. There aren't any in this country. I believe my train would stand victorious. A tactical speed increase should deter the beast. Elephants are huge animals, but a modern train will obliterate anything that stands in its path. We don't tell passengers unless they ask. This policy varies between companies. Personally, I would rather we told them. I feel those who have been so close to the realm of death should know of the incident.